unbelievable. Alice entered the dining room and saw her husband standing with his coat draped over his arm, his hat still resting on his head.
Take your hat off, Frank. Now, about the pot roast.
Frank pulled his hat tightly to his head, slightly twisting it in defiance. He saw on the table an alien supper, seeking his approval from White China. With hands rooted to his hips, he lifted a desolate face to Alice.
No pot roast, he whimpered.
I'm sorry, it's just that Colette Peterson...
No pot roast, even, he exploded. A man like me never catches a break. I tell you, the nerve of some people.
You're being unreasonable, dear. We can have pot roast tomorrow night.
Not you. Them or him. However many it was. And on bowling and pot roast night.
Frank circled a finger in the air for emphasis.
That's what really steams me.
You're not making any sense.
What happened, dear? Alice asked, crossing the room toward her gesticulating husband.
What happened? Frank echoed, his face red from the effort. The worst day of my life, that's what happened.
Oh, darling.
Alice closed the gap between herself and her husband and felt a matrimonial pull to rest her hand and head on Frank's chest, something that always seemed to soothe him. Her eyes widened in surprise as her hand passed through his body, like a wind through fog.
Frank!
Alice yelped with a backward jerk, hastily removing her hand from the chill miasma.
Did you die today?
It is, Frank said, removing his hat to bring it slowly to his bosom, as you say.
In reverence for his now past life, he screwed his head slightly up and to his right, staring into the heavens. Alice took another step back as Frank held his pose. It was an exact imitation of a statue he once saw of Admiral Porter. Frank felt resplendent with somber and regal airs. He waited for the sobbing to begin.
You look ridiculous, Alice said dismissively.
Frank threw his hat to the ground, where it passed silently through the oak floor.
I do not, he spat. I'm the very picture of dignity.
Alice rolled her eyes.
My death deserves a certain level of decorum, Alice.
I'm sorry, dear. This is all so sudden. I hadn't expected this for another, well, 5 years or so.
I'm only 51 and in my prime, Frank shouted. I had plenty more than 5 years left. My great-grandfather Sherman lived to 89.
Alice sat down at the table and took her utensils. Frank wrinkled his nose and curled his lip at her.
See how yonder widow grieves.
We widows in the land of the living must take care not to starve, lest we join our husbands too soon. Can you sit?
I haven't fallen through the floor, have I?
Frank walked to the dining room table and grabbed the back of his upholstered seat, only to watch his hands pass through, fingers wiggling on the other side. Alice looked from the corners of her eyes as he tried twice more with similar results.
I think I'll stand, Frank said.
Alice nodded and took a bite of cold beans.
Did you just die, Frank?
Heart attack?
Hit by a bus on the walk home?
No. He watched her take another bite of beans. It was a few hours ago. I was still in my office. I heard a boom, felt a sharp pain in my back, and then whammo! I was in that marble hall the returns always mention.
Alice raised her eyebrows, chewing thoughtfully. I didn't figure you'd go straight up there. You haven't been to church 3 times in the last 2 years.
That pastor of yours, Frank barked, jabbing his finger towards Alice, would have me believe that a man who enjoys a nice cigar or a glass of rye is a Judas.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go straight down either, dear.
Thank you.
Frank nodded as he rubbed the front of his still starched shirt. Picking up her plate, Alice walked to the kitchen sink. Frank remained in the dining room, pacing back and forth.
Why did they send you back?
Alice called over the noise of the faucet.
Oh, Frank shrugged. They didn't say.
They didn't say?
Alice was piqued. She turned the water off and walked back to the dining room.
But they always say.
Not a peep.
Frank lowered himself into the seat Alice left open. He gave each leg a glance, clapped his hands, and let out a triumphal whoop of accomplishment. He'd get the hang of being incorporeal.
Frank!
Alice's forehead wrinkled as her still wet hands rested on her hips.
Now I am worried. You die today of a sharp pain in the back. You're made a return without being told why, and now what? How are you supposed to move on?
Frank held his hand out plaintively as Alice folded her arms, an alarming sense that her husband was content to take this life of the in-between as an early retirement was growing in her.